Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Deeper Truth is back and better than ever.
from John Carpenter and Journey with Mary, Sunday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Dr. Gregory Thompson and Eucharistic Miracles, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Yours truly with the Saint of the Day. And Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender. We're back with an even deeper truth. Join us. When you need answers to defend your Catholic faith, call on the one with the expert. When you need assurance that you do not travel this world alone, call on the one with the expert. When you need to know that Jesus truly keeps his promises to remain with us sacramentally, call on the one with the expert. The Catholic Defender Radio Network, home of the experts. Presenting from Deeper Truth, the Saint of the Day. They say that every dog has its day. Well, so does every saint. And when the saints go marching in, Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender, knows exactly who's going to be in that number. And he'll share them with you every day. That's the Saint of the Day for inspiring true stories of your everyday saint. Don't worry, they won't bite. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Hartley's Heroes. Here's Donald Hartley with his Hartley's Hero for today.
Stand in the gap with us and Saint Augustine of Hippo. Now you might have heard of Hippo before, especially here on Deed for Truth. Hippo was the place where the Catholic Church, the bishops at the Council of Hippo, put the Bible together. So when you see the Bible today, the Catholic version of the Bible, which is authentic, comes to us from that authority of the Church. And these bishops at the Council of Hippo, they slaved and prayed over the books, which were authentic and which were apocryphal. So what you see in the Catholic Bible is what they came at the Council of Hippo. And so, and St. Augustine, well, he's known for being at Hippo. So his writings influenced the development of Western philosophy and Western Christianity, and he is viewed as one of the most important church fathers of the Latin Church in the patristic period. His many important works include The City of God on Christian Doctrine and Confessions. St. Augustine shines out as one whose theology focuses on the central mystery of the Christian faith, God's gracious drawings of humanity into the divine life through the work of the incarnate Word and the life-giving Spirit. Augustine, St. Augustine, has also taught us that human race is united in sin and rebellion against God and cannot save itself. Those who have met with Christ have learned that they must trust Him completely and not rely on their own efforts, qualities, or inheritance for their salvation. For St. Augustine, love that is in accord with the truth of God's love must be an ordered love. In terms of everything being loved hierarchically according to its proper relationship to God, in fact, for St. Augustine, all virtue is ordered love. The idea of truth, St. Augustine believes, comes not from experience nor from reason, but in man. It cannot come from sense, knowledge, or reason, for these are changeable and truth is not. The rule developed by St. Augustine of Hippo, 354 to 430, governs chastity, poverty, obedience, detachment from the world, the apportionment of labor, the inferiors, fraternal charity, prayer in common, fasting and abstinence, proportionate to the strength of the individual, care of the sick. St. Augustine focuses on Christ's role as the mediator between God and man, as well as his deity. For as man, he is our mediator. But as the Word of God, he is not an intermediary between God and man, because he is equal with God, and God with God, and together with him one God. The Father is the principle of the Godhead, and alone is unoriginate. The Son is both begotten from eternity and sent into the world in time by the Father. The Spirit both proceeds eternally from God and is given temporarily to the Church. God is ineffable mystery. Wisdom is considered the first and the greatest of the gifts. It acts upon both the intellect and the will. According to St. Bernard, it both illuminates the mind and instills an attraction to the divine. St. Augustine was instrumental in promoting the faith-seeking and understanding concept of knowledge. He has famously declared, unless you believe, you will not understand. He believed that faith and the will precede knowledge of God. St. Augustine and Evodius both insist that attaining a good will provides us with joy, which calmly, quietly, and steadily bears up the soul. A Christian at 33, a priest at 36, a bishop at 41. Many people are familiar with the biographical sketch of Augustine of Hippo, sinner turned saint. But to get to really know the man is a rewarding experience. There quickly surfaces the intensity with which he lived his life, whether his path led away from or toward God. The tears of his mother, remember St. Monica, who we were with yesterday. The instructions of Ambrose, St. Ambrose, who baptizes him, his friends. And most of all, God himself speaking to him in the scriptures, redirected Augustine's love of life to a life of love. Having been so deeply immersed in creature pride of life in his early days, and having drunk deeply of its bitter dregs, it is not surprising that Augustine should have turned with a holy fierceness against the many demon thrusts rampant in his day. His times were truly decadent, politically, socially, morally. He was both feared and loved, like the master. The perennial criticism leveled against him, a fundamental rigorism. In his day, Augustine providentially fulfilled the office of prophet like Jeremiah and other greats. He was hard-pressed but could not keep quiet. And he said, I say to myself, I will not mention him. I will speak in his name no more. But then it becomes like fire burning in my heart, imprisoned in my bones. I grow weary holding it in. I cannot endure it. That's Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9. St. Augustine is still acclaimed and condemned in our day. He is a prophet for today, trumpeting the need to scrap escapisms and stand face to face with personal responsibility and dignity. To believe in God, he had to find an answer to why. If God is all-powerful and purely good, he still allows suffering to exist. St. Augustine's answer to this question would forever change Western thought. And St. Augustine, he had said, patience is the companion of wisdom. Pray as though everything depended on God. The world is a book, and those who do not travel read only a page. Since love grows within you, so beauty grows. It was pride that changed angels into devils. It is humility that makes men as angels. So now, let my heart confess to you what it is, what it was seeking there when I was being fictitiously wicked, having no inducement to evil, but the evil itself. It was foul. I loved it. I loved my own undoing. I loved my error. Not that for which I erred, but the error itself. And so St. Augustine, he converts through prayers of his mother, St. Monica. And he became a great bishop. And so that is, and our saint of the day, St. Augustine of Hippo. And our sneak peek for tomorrow will be the martyrdom of St. John the Baptist. So that will be tomorrow, August 29th, 2023. And so, as St. Monica prayed for St. Augustine, well, now it's our opportunity now. Pray for our priests. That is so important for us to hold on to pray for our priests, who helps us bring us back to the Lord.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
And our prayer for priests today is coming from St. Therese of Lisieux. O Jesus, eternal priest, keep your priests within the shelter of your Sacred Heart, where none may touch them. Keep unstained their anointed hands, which daily touch your sacred body. Keep unsullied their lips, daily purpled with your precious blood. Keep pure and unearthly their hearts, sealed with the sublime mark of the priesthood, or sealed with the sublime mark of the priesthood. Let your holy love surround them and shield them from the world's contagion. Bless their labors with abundant fruit, and may the souls to whom they minister be their joy and consolation here and in heaven, their beautiful and everlasting crown. Amen. And so today's prayer for priests is coming from St. Therese of Lisieux. And thank you, Lord. And thank you, St. Therese. The Catholic priest, always at your side when we fall. And St. John Vianney, the patron saint of priests, he said that when you have made a good confession, you have chained up the devil. And St. John Vianney also said that if you invoke the Blessed Virgin when you are tempted, she will come at once to your help, and Satan will leave you. O Jesus, our great High Priest, hear my humble prayers on behalf of your priests. Give them a deep faith, a bright and firm hope, and a burning love, which will ever increase in the course of their priestly life. In their loneliness, comfort them. In their sorrows, strengthen them. In their frustrations, point out to them that it is through suffering that the soul is purified, and show them that they are needed by the Church. They are needed by souls. They are needed for the work of redemption, as they are on the front line against sin. And so, Lord, we thank you for our priests, and thank you for their anointing. And also, then, we pray for children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
Heavenly Father, may our children not fear, for you are with them, as we place our children in your mighty hands. Give us peace, knowing that you are right by their side. And please replace their fears with theirs, with the strength and courage to face whatever the day brings. And so we ask for three prayers of protection. Prayer of transformation, prayer of restoration, and protection. Pope Benedict, he gave this prayer for the protection of a child. Oh God, you protect those who hope in you. All strength and holiness come from you. Help us to feel the effects of your mercy so we may be protected from every misfortune with you as our guide. Oh God, you prepared celestial and invisible graces for those who love you. Dear Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection. We claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones visible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the universal church. Families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers, through his love and care for Jesus and Mary, Saint Joseph showed his love for God. Oh, glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son, and amid the many dangers of this world, we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us through holy baptism. They became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, you assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord. And along with you, Saint Sebastian, we ask, Saint Maria Goretti, Saint Daphna, Saint Philomena, Saint Gianna, Saint Christopher, Saint Michael the Archangel, Saint Raphael the Archangel, Saint Monica, Saint Anthony, and Lord, thank you for being our children's keeper. You are the shade on our children's right hand. The sun will not strike our children by day, nor the moon by night. Thank you in advance for keep our children from all evil. You will keep our children's life from this time forth and forevermore. Amen. Lord, the God of my strength in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. You save me from violence. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies.
Don't you know that we're all children, and it's all for one and one for all? Children, call each other names. Children, playing the grown-up game. And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children. Children who think that they are grown. Children with children of their own. From the cradle to the grave, I wish we could all behave like little children. God's little children.
Now we move to our Stand in the Gap segment.
Prepare yourself. Gird up your loins with truth. If not us, who? If not now, when? Now is the time to what do you expect from a Catholic defender? Deeper truth.
And now, our prayer for souls who have recently passed from this life. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives. And by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change, but do not end. I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all the dead known to you alone, in company with Christ, who died and now lives. May they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family, to sing your praise forever and ever. O God, you commanded us to honor our father and mother. Have compassion and your mercy on the souls of our fathers and mothers. Forgive them their sins, and grant that we may see them in the joy of eternal brightness. Through Christ our Lord. Incline, O Lord, your ear to our prayers in which we humbly beseech those who have recently passed from this world, those who have departed from this world into the region of peace and light, and unite in them in the fellowship of your saints. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May the soul of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. And we pray for the prodigals, Lord. We pray for those who have abandoned the Catholic faith. We pray for the prodigals, for their return. We pray for our soldiers and veterans. We pray that they may experience your firm support, gentle love, and compassionate healing. Be their power and protector, leading them from darkness to light. We pray for prisoners. Lord Jesus, you know what it is to be held captive. We pray for all those resident in prison and their families. May they be aware of your presence with them, and may your spirit bring them peace and hope of new life in Jesus Christ. We pray for those who have been diagnosed with diseases like cancers or any kind of disease. We pray for those who are in hospitals from accidents, from traumas. We pray for those in hospitals, that the hospitals will be a source of healing. We pray for those in need. We pray for the elderly. Lord, you've promised to carry us even in our old age. We pray for a spiritual strengthening for those who find their bodies are failing. We are spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transition from flesh to spirit gracefully. and with dignity. And we pray for the souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. So we pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy today. We pray for those who are held bound by addictions. We pray for those who need deliverance, Lord. So we pray for conversion, healing. And thank you, Lord, for your graces. And we ask, here at Deeper Truth, we encourage people to pray the rosary. To pray the rosary. Our Lady of Fatima called for the praying of the rosary. And so we also encourage you to go to Mass often. As often as you can. Eucharistic adoration. Stand in the gap. Just pray for those who do not pray. Pray for those who are in need of prayer. So this has been Deeper Truth, standing in the gap with St. Augustine of Hippo. Thank you, Lord. For today is a Monday, beginning of another week.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me. Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. But Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me. Every other day, Monday, Monday, it
just turns out that way.
And